Hello, this is Carol Ann Carey, and my website is carolanncarey.com, and I am here right now to deliver an exercise that I learned several years ago. I call it the tube of light. Some people call it a crystal tube of light. What you would do, and this is a great opportunity to meet your loved ones in spirit, your spirit guides. You can use this exercise, you know, for a multitude of purposes. But for this recording that I'm doing, this would be for you to meet your spirit guides. And I discussed that my last show, February 23rd, I think it was Thursday, and pointed out some spirit guides for you. And if you would like to make a further connection, perhaps you'd like to use this tube of light meditation. So sit yourself comfortably in a chair. Relax your ankles, relax all of your calves, all the way up to your knees. Relax your shoulders, do a few shoulder rolls. Relax your hands. And imagine yourself, take a deep couple of deep breaths, and imagine yourself sitting in a tube of light that comes from the heavens and goes all the way down through you, through the earth, to the core of the earth. Now, across from you in this tube is an empty chair. This is where your visitor, your spiritual visitor, is going to sit and chat with you. So let's look around at the privacy and the safety of our tube here, our tube of light. We are surrounded by beautiful prisms of color. All colors are coming in and healing us. In every way, shape, and form, on every plane of existence, of every layer of our aura. And as we sit here, we could ask, this should be no more than, I would say, 3 minutes, this meditation to begin with. Ask for a spirit loved one or a guide, whoever would like to come in and speak with you. Don't put any restrictions on it to begin with. Remain open and let's see who comes in. Now, you may only experience a breeze on your cheek, a touch on your hand, a whisper or voice. If that's what you get, then that's what you get. See if you can explore more with that. See if they talk to them and say, can you give me a name or can you tell me why you're here? Something to that effect. Again, only staying within like 3 minutes to begin with. Then now that you know this, how to enter this tube and how to request a spirit guide or a loved one, and we're concentrating on spirit guides tonight, don't be surprised that you do not recognize this spirit guide. You may not have met them before. They may or may not give you a name. They may tell you to call them by something, or you may choose to call them by a particular name, but they will let you know why they are here and what to assist you with. So there you go. And to leave this, allow, they're going to dictate how long they're going to be here, how long that you can comprehend what they're saying. So it may be very short, like within 3 minutes. Don't be disappointed. Allow them to leave and tell them they are welcome again. And this will be a practice meditation for you, something that you can do daily or weekly. You can increase the amount of time as it goes. Maybe some visitors will be longer than others. So to emerge from this beautiful tunnel, once again, this tube, feel your toes, feel your feet against the floor or the ground. You can do this meditation anywhere, but not while you're driving. Start to feel the warmth of your climate, the warmth of the room or the cool. Take a couple of breaths, relax and let it out, and maybe jot down a few thoughts about in a notebook about what you have experienced. So you can use this meditation anytime. I hope that you enjoy it and I hope it's helpful to you. This is how I did meet one of my husbands. Came right in when I did this, the first time I did this exercise, and that may not be true for everybody. You may have to practice this a few times before someone comes in. They may be testing the water to see if you're serious or not. But you are in protected. You are in God's love. No one who is not for your benefit can come into this tube. It is private, it is sacred, it is secret. So whatever goes on in this tube with you and your guides is between you and them. And so when you're exiting, just remember to ground yourself again so that you can come out of that dream kind of altered state. And this is something that you can use time and again. So I hope this was helpful. Thank you so much for allowing me to share this with you.